Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Just want to ask you, if you're a football fan, did you watch that shameless display last night on offense by the New York Jets? Wasn't that terrible? Well, I'll tell you what, there's a strange irony to what you saw, because the defense of the Cleveland Browns that made the Jets look so bad, the defensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns just happens to be Steve Wilks, who was the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals last year, who looked just as bad as the Jets did last night. So I'm sure Steve Wilks was having flashbacks this time, probably happy ones, because he was doing it to somebody else. So, funny how those things go full circle. Hey, do we have a good show for you today? We're going to open up talking with our favorite theater maven, that is Gail Mangum. She's going to talk about Little Black Dress Inc. and some stage shows coming to Northern Arizona. Then we'll bring in our old buddy Dan Olson from Olson's for Healthy Animals with Jaron Wackenfuss. They're going to talk about the Get Real Men's Expo coming up very soon. Then finally, we'll close the show today after the news and weather break with Literary Southwest promoter Jim Natal. He'll be talking about the appearance this Friday at Yavapai College by the acclaimed author Janet Fitch for a book reading and signing. Now, this is Tuesday, of course, Tuesday Night Classic at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Escape from New York, John Carpenter's movie starring Kurt Russell, Donald Pleasence, Ernest Borgnine, and my former roommate in California. He's the guy who holds a knife to the president's head and gets a dart in the neck for all of his trouble. Yeah, it's going to be good to see him again on the big screen. Also, coming up tomorrow at the Prescott Elks Theater, another classic. It's going to be This is at the Harkins 14 tomorrow, part of their Western Wednesdays. Tomorrow they have True Grit. That's at 7 o'clock. And then the Prescott Elks Theater tomorrow will have Let Freedom Sing, How Music Inspired the Civil Rights Movement. So you've got Escape from New York tonight at the Harkins, True Grit tomorrow at the Harkins, and Let Freedom Sing, How Music Inspired the Civil Rights Movement tomorrow at the Prescott Elks Theater. And we've got baseball on KQ&A tonight. The Diamondbacks hosting the Miami Marlins. Pregame show at 6, first pitch 6:40, and then the game tomorrow is a noontime pregame show at 12:40, first pitch, so we will have no Q&A tomorrow. But we do have Gail Mangum in the bullpen ready to step in on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Pros like you expect more out of the brands you use every day. Lowe's gets it. It's why we stock the best brands so you can get the job done right every time. And now we're offering pro customers a chance to give one of those brands a try for free. Right now, pros can get up to 10 gallons of Valspar paint absolutely free and experience firsthand how Valspar delivers a smooth application and reliable color for all your touch-up work. Take your next paint job to the next level. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid in Orlando and Phoenix stores only. Requires return authorization number. See Pro Desk for details.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast, every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
From maintenance to remodeling, even in addition to your home, managing those projects digitally makes it easier with less clutter, including finding the right contractor, too. Cooler weather means a robust vegetable garden, fixing gates and fences, maintaining proper balance, and a staycation to Patagonia. A whole lot happening at our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop by Batteries Plus Bulbs for screen repair, key fob programming, battery replacement, and more. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
Friends, let me tell you a true story about family tradition. The Gettles household name began back in the late 1920s when we became heating and cooling pioneers during the Great Depression. Fast forward to 1987 here in central and northern Arizona, my grandsons, Adam and Ted Gettle, founded Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and have built their business on doing the right thing for customers, just like we've always done, utilizing industry-leading technology and, most importantly, a highly trained group of caring folks. Gettle's has become the name to trust for premium heating, air conditioning, and plumbing installation and service. Yep, it's always been about people. Let Gettle's provide solutions for your comfort, and we thank you kindly.
Call Gettles at 772-2751 for a complimentary evaluation of your heating and cooling or plumbing, or visit GettlesHDM.com to see more about their products and services. Doing air conditioning and plumbing right. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 207. It's always great to have a friend in the house, even if it's been a little while. I referred to you, Gail, as the Northern Arizona Theater Maven. I was going to say Grand Dame, but that's got a little bit of an aging attachment to it. But you have been around a long time. You know, we've been to a lot of your shows, both as director and as actress. I have to ask you, because when I used to haunt the show Showbiz store in Los Angeles, I used to see these shirts for actors that say, "But what I really want to do is direct." Which is better for you, acting or directing?
Oh, that's funny. My Japanese American granddaughter is spending the year with us, and mm-hmm. we just had this conversation last night, and it's almost a toss up. Mm-hmm. But the thing about directing is that you're never not on until opening night, and mm-hmm. then you let it go. But until that moment, you are doing it all. And
it's micromanaging, isn't it?
Yeah. And you're completely engaged, mm-hmm. complete, and you're doing the gamut. You know, you get to do, at least you get to make the artistic decisions about every aspect of the production. So, yeah, I love performing, but, directing is right up there.
Well, speaking of performing, tell us what is up with Little Black Dress, Inc., because just 2 weeks ago, I talked to Mary Timpany, and, of course, you know you're deeply involved in this. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I'm sure you do know, Tiffany Antone Murphy started Little Black Dress, Inc., I think about 8 or 9 years ago.
And that is, I believe, Karen Murphy's son-in-law?
Yes. Karen Murphy's son.
Oh, son, that's right. Okay, yeah.
Karen Murphy's son. Tiffany Antone Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
so Tiffany is her daughter-in-law.
Exactly.
Now we got it. Go ahead.
Yes.
Sorry about
yes.
that.
And so Tiffany, who is a playwright and now a playwright professor at Iowa State University, and her husband is also on the theater faculty there as well. But she was concerned that women playwrights were just not getting much attention in the country. And indeed, the Theater Communications Group did some research over the past 4 years or so. And women, in terms of new play productions, their plays run about 20 to 25% of the plays that are being produced are by women, and the men run about 60 to 67%, and then you have co-gender, if you will, plays written by the remaining. And so she was concerned about that. So she started this Little Black Dress, Inc. She puts the word out to women all across the country to enter a competition for 10-minute plays or monologues. And then all of these plays come in, and I think this year she had somewhere around 200.
Wow.
Now, if she had to read all of those, it would be dreadful. But she has this marvelous online peer evaluation process. So if, for instance, I entered a play, actually a monologue this year, and so since I had one entry into the competition, I am responsible for evaluating 10 plays. Mm-hmm. And this is all done online.
Wow.
And so you don't see the names or anything. And then those 20 plays that sort of rise to the top mm-hmm. in terms of evaluations are then made available to theater companies across the nation to produce.
Now, you mentioned the underrepresentation of female playwrights, and the same thing goes for movie screenplays
yes.
and things like this. Now, I remember talking to an HR official last year who said years ago minorities were having trouble getting hired, and a lot of them were coached on doing your resume but using initials instead of your first and middle name
yeah.
and using a post office box in a desirable neighborhood so your zip code doesn't knock you out.
Yeah.
Now, in the same vein, you and I are both familiar mm-hmm. with the Hollywood blacklist, mm-hmm. where screenplays had to be ghostwritten to get produced.
Yeah.
Do you have any experience or have you heard of any female playwrights who had to resort to those methods to get their screenplays and their plays read and produced?
No. I'm sure there are, but I confess, DJ, I have not.
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard of any. Anything like that.
Well, let me ask you this, because this format you're talking about, we're talking about 10-minute plays, right?
Yes.
I would imagine somebody who's probably really good at writing commercials might excel at this, because compared to a full-length play where you can flesh out your characters and your plot lines, you got to make an impact, don't you?
Yes, you do. First of all of these plays, the 10 that have been selected, are really fascinating. One of my piece made it mm-hmm. into the top 20 for the first time.
Oh,
yeah. So I'm feeling good about that, because deep down inside, I'm a wannabe writer. But I find, give me a play, a scene, a monologue to perform, no problem at all. I can even direct it, no problem. But write it, that is an enormous challenge.
Really?
Yeah, and I do, I'm not sure why. And when friends, and you were just talking about Mickey Shelton.
Sure.
When they write a play and they write, scenes that just really work and then connect and then create a play, I'm just sort of sitting there thinking, wow, how do they do that? So I'm pretty good at writing monologues.
Mm-hmm.
And I can write, sustain one for, a long time. But I find, and I can tell you when something works.
Yeah. And you recognize it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've interviewed a lot of writers, actors, producers, directors on this show. And when I was a newspaper writer in Kansas, I had a wonderful managing editor who taught me some great lessons about concise writing. And we're talking about taking a full-length play and making a 10-minute one. What he taught me was this. He'd say, give me 1,800 words on whatever story. Okay,
right,
fine.
Right.
He'd breathe it and go, this is really, really good. Now make it 1,600. Okay.
Yeah.
So I make it 1,600. I take it back to him. This is fabulous. Now make it 1,400. Mm. He did that all the time. But you know what? It made me a better writer.
Oh, yeah.
Because as a playwright and as a screenwriter, you've got to, first of all, create conflict, right?
Right.
Because
absolutely.
Without conflict, you have no story.
Exactly.
And by creating conflict, you involve the heart and the mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get that personal attachment, don't you?
Yeah, one of my pet, and it's not a peeve, it's what I want to see in theater.
Mm-hmm.
My mantra is make them laugh, make them cry, make them think.
Mm-hmm.
And when a performance, whether it's music or whatever, when it does all three of those, for me, it's a huge success. And,
You know, the late, great movie critic Roger Ebert used to have a very simple way of reviewing a movie. He'd say, if it's supposed to be a mystery, did it have me on the edge of my seat?
Yeah.
If it's supposed to be a drama, did it make me really care what happens to these people?
Mm-hmm.
If it's supposed to be a comedy, did it make me laugh? That's not asking too much.
Right.
But like you said, what's it supposed to do, and did it do it?
Right. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where's your financial support for this program coming from?
Well, we're very fortunate that the Prescott Arts and Humanities Council gave us some money. You know, fortunately, I mean, all productions have costs, of course. But these are staged readings, so the costs are relatively minimal.
Yeah.
But we are very grateful for that, because it could not have happened without that support. And then we have... The Artist Path kicked in a little money.
Which you founded, correct? You and Neil?
Yeah. And then we're asking that people, they don't have to buy tickets, but we would so appreciate if they would, you know, donate something when they come, $5 or $10 for the show. We're also doing themed gift baskets raffles for that. And then refreshments. And so all of that money, virtually, I think, all of it. Now, I'm not doing that end of things, but we are going to have a creative scholarship for a young woman who is going to major in the arts here in Prescott.
Good.
So the money will be raised to give to that person.
It'll come right back to the community, too.
Exactly.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what can you tell us in about a minute about this year's program?
Well, it's a marvelous selection of plays that run from the very serious to the absolute absurd.
Kind of like real life. Right?
Yes, indeed. The women writing this have come up with some interesting ideas. We start off with a play called Unstageable. When I first read it, I thought, oh, my God, this play, what? How could anyone do this on stage? I had not looked at the title. And so when I finished reading it, I was scratching my head and thinking, no way would I ever direct this. And then I looked at it, and it said, Unstageable. And I, okay, finally.
Oh, you get it. Sure.
I get it.
Okay.
I'm directing a marvelous piece called Ave Maria, which asks the question, do women always compete with one another in their friendships? And it's one of the most hilarious pieces I have ever come across in my life. And then we have a very serious, beautiful, lyrical piece called Daughter. It's a monologue done by Allie Elliott. And I think it's best if you just come and see it. But it involves a Selkie. So everyone out there listening, look up Selkie, S-E-L-K-I-E, and that'll give you a little bit of a hint of what this monologue might be about. And then there's another one, Smiling Cat Candy Heart, which is hilarious, Smiling Cat Candy Heart. But it's about a teenage girl who's having difficulties with her parents, who are going through a dysfunctional period.
Sure.
And she is only communicating in emojis.
Oh my.
So it's a wonderful range of plays.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you will laugh, cry, and think.
And how can our listeners learn more about this? Is there a web page for this? And how much are tickets?
Oh,
you said tickets are pretty much donations, right?
Yeah, tickets are free. Well, there are different articles around. I'm hoping that by now we have something up on the Chamber of Commerce page. But we have three performances. And the first two will be at the First Congregational Church
On Gurley Street?
Yes, that's on Gurley Street.
That's where I'm getting married next week.
Oh, how exciting. That's so cool. That's so cool. Oh. So the first two are going to be there, and that's on a Friday evening, October 4th. Mm-hmm. And that's at 7 p.m. And then on a Saturday afternoon, the very next day, same place, October 5th. That's down in the basement. There's a basement with a nice stage down there. Mm-hmm. And then that takes care of Friday and Saturday. The third and final performance is at the Prescott Public Library Sunday at 2 down in the Founders Suite on the lower level. So, you know, just come.
And and to close this segment, Gail, I have to tell you that rock music fans lost an idol a couple days ago when the rock singer Eddie Money died. I went to see him in concert, and one of the fans in the first row handed him the artwork from his first album. Oh. And he looked at it before he signed it. He says, man, that was three rehabs ago. I thought that was kind of funny. So I want to see your reaction when I hand you this, which I've been using for 5 years, and doesn't that take you back?
Oh, you know, I was just talking, everybody out there, Helen Stevenson is going to be able to get a documentary film that was made of the Texas journalist Molly Ivan's life.
Red Hot Patriot.
Yeah, I had the great, great joy of playing her.
I watched it. I saw it. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, so I'm hoping everyone will be able, I think it's September 28th.
We'll be looking for it. That is Gail Mangum, founder of The Artist's Path, and as I call her, the maven of Northern Arizona stage and musicals. Thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. We've got Dan Olsen and Jared Wankenfuss coming in. They're going to talk about the Get Real Men's Expo. That's coming up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 225. There's a big event coming up, the Get Real Men's Expo. We have Dan Olsen here and Jared Wackenfuss to tell us about it. Dan, you've been on the show before to talk about previous intonations of the Get Real Men's Expo. Remind us what it's all about.
Well, DJ, the Get Real Men's Expo is a gathering net to bring men together. And this year we're including their sons. We're encouraging them to bring their sons. And it's just a day of fun, food, and fellowship to get together, see lots of cool men stuff, interact with each other, and lots of great activities. And there's a huge car show, and there's food available, and then a worship service with a keynote speaker from out of town, and we can talk about him. But it's really a way to get men together, have a lot of fun, and try to connect them to small group opportunities where they can meet with other men during the week and help each other do life. Because it's hard for us men, and we're called to be spiritual leaders in our family, and we want to help each other, sharpen each other, and this event is a way to connect them.
And this would also be a great way to promote the mentor aspect over our kids, right? To share the mentoring with our children?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's going to be...
Give boys a good role model is what I'm getting at.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of guys are kind of just out there. They don't have real close friends or anybody to help them other than their wife. And let's face it, you know, wives are great and they're very helpful and we need them. But men, you know, have a role to play, and sometimes they need to bounce things and ideas and decisions off other men to help them.
Yeah, we sometimes lack that social network, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Jared, tell us about your role in the Get Real Men's Expo.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually found out about the Get Real Men's Expo about 4 years ago. I've been in Arizona for 5 years now, and about 4 years ago, my wife and I were looking through some of the car shows that were in the area, and we stumbled upon this car show that was happening at Prescott High School at the time and thought, well, let's go to the car show. And when I went there, I saw some guys throwing hatchets, and I started asking questions. Yeah. I said, hey, what's going on here? And all of a sudden, people started disappearing. They all went inside the auditorium. I'm like, I want to go.
Yeah.
You know? But I had my wife with me, and from there, I ended up learning more about the Get Real Men's Expo and became involved as a prayer team member, and then last year kind of helped with some of the ins and outs, and this year I'm co-chair with Dan to kind of add in a few additional things to kind of reach that next generation. I've had a lot of experience working with youth, so trying to bridge a gap. We brought in some more activities and things like that for this year, so that's really kind of where things have evolved. So I went once, and I've been hooked ever since.
And tell us what some of those activities are.
Sure, absolutely. Some of the different activities that we brought in to kind of eliminate some of the common things that happen when you take a young person out and 10 minutes later they're like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
So I promise you, if they come, if you bring your young person a great father-son activity, they're going to have plenty of activities to take part in. There's going to be a mechanical bull. There's going to be archery or rock wall climbing. We're going to have some people from the Yavapai College Drone Club that are going to be letting people fly drones under their direction.
Cool. Nice.
But, you know, the drones are really becoming more and more popular. So kids can fly the drones, and there'll be a tomahawk throw, like I mentioned earlier. There'll be a big league throw. We're going to have some of the local college sports teams there signing autograph. The Yavapai College baseball, men's baseball team, and the men's soccer team will be there. So just so many different things that they can take part in, and you're just not going to want to miss it. If there's one thing that you want to do as a dad, it would be to take your son to this event and just have a great time. You'll be a hero.
And with the sports teams being there, you're also going to have a basketball hoop shoot, a big league throw for speed, and as you were mentioning the car show before, also the Yavapai College Auto Mechanics Forum. So bring your questions there, right?
Absolutely. You're walking around the car show and you have a question, go ask some of those guys at the mechanic car forum. They'll be there to inform you.
Dan, you were mentioning how sometimes men don't have the networking that we need. Do you find also that it seems like the zeitgeist of the world right now is coming down on men a little bit? Are we too easily made fun of, do you think, like in TV commercials and things like this? Are we always the butt of the joke, does it seem?
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of men don't know how to deal with that. And the truth is, you know, everything in this world's geared towards the world, I guess is the way to put it. And you know, this is a Christian event. It's trying to get men to get real with Jesus, and because he's their Savior, and God created them. And you know, it really is geared towards guys that are already believers. But of course, there'll be some there that may not be, and that's okay too.
That's okay,
we love them all.
We're keeping it positive.
And it all kicks off this Saturday, the 21st, at Yavapai College, 8:30 a.m. We're going to spend about 3 hours just having all this fun and all these activities, and then we'll get into the service inside the performance hall where we got a great comedian coming in to
Dennis give, Swanberg.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like a contradiction in terms when you hear Christian comedian, but he makes you laugh, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's America's minister of encouragement, and he's got a great message of encouragement. He uses laughter as a tool to break down people's barriers,
yep,
while he promotes faith and family values in a lighthearted and humorous way. He has the reputation for revealing and instilling hope and motivating people from all walks of life. So it's just going to be a great message when we get to that part of the program.
Is our old buddy Ken Lane going to be there?
Yes.
Is he going to be there?
I believe he's going to be there, and I hope he's listening right now.
We're being a little facetious, right? Well, the reason I bring up Ken Lane, Dan, of course, you have known Ken for many years. You guys have both been instrumental in getting this going every year. I thought of you and Ken just 2 weeks ago because my pastor, as part of his sermon, I brought home the program, and here's what it says. Now, with your involvement with Olson's for Healthy Animals, correct?
Correct.
And with Ken's involvement with Waters Garden Center, you two seem to be the focus of this sermon. This is what he said, and I'm quoting here from the program. Gardening God, you have planted us firm in your commandments, rooted in love, to care for our neighbors, to honor one another, and remember you first and foremost. Water us in your spirit, nurture us in the words of Jesus, feed us with the love of one another that sustains us. For we are the recipients and we are the givers of your love in the world. Help us to sustain one another, to lift up one another, and to care for one another, sharing in our joys and sorrows, our struggles and our celebrations, for you have planted in each one of us a seed full of potential and love, and have given us the promise of new growth now and through eternity. Hear now our prayers. Did you write that for my pastor?
No, I didn't.
It sure seems like.
Thank you for sharing that.
Isn't that great, though?
It does speak to who Ken and I are, and you know, we're committed to that.
It fits right in with Get Real, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're committed to this community. This is a community-wide event, and it's all free, you know,
and it's
because of great sponsors. Our title sponsored Lamb Chevrolet every year.
Oh, isn't Ed Walsh great?
Yeah, Ed and Rhett Wagner as well, and man, we just love Lamb Chevrolet, and there's several other of the car dealerships, Affinity RV, you know, and put all the money up for this event so it can be free.
And we also have Louis Gomez of Prescott Tire.
Oh, yeah, Louis's great.
Yeah, so many great sponsors who make this all possible. And this is how many years you've been doing this?
This is our eighth one.
Mm-hmm.
Started in 2012 and has just gotten bigger and better every year. And bringing Jared on as, you know, the Lord laid it on my heart last year to you know, it's time for some new blood at the top. And and what I've seen happen through Jared and Bruce Morgan and a couple other individuals, and certainly Ken is always great for our media, getting the word out.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken it to new heights, and I praise the Lord for that.
There you go. And Jared, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, we moved to Arizona about 5 years ago, and I've had many years in different facets of ministry, from children's youth ministry, men's ministry, things of that nature. Grew up in South Dakota, lived in Texas for a while, and then now we landed here in Arizona and absolutely love it. And just have a passion for people to kind of connect and just kind of grow in their faith. Wasn't always a believer, and I found out that being a Christian isn't necessarily boring like I thought it was when I was a younger man, and found some great men to link arms with, and I'm just excited. I'm excited about the Expo. I'm excited about what God's been doing through some of the team that he's assembled together, and the website. Man, the website has went to a whole nother level. It's everymanaz.com. People can go there, find out more information. They can go there, submit anonymous prayer requests if they like, and find out about what's going on in the community as far as men's ministry-wise, and be able to get connected. So if somebody new to the area goes to that website, they can see a number of different local men's ministries that are doing great things and be able to get connected. So I'm super excited about where things are going with the Expo and Everyman Arizona.
It's exciting.
And Dan, one more time, tell us when and where.
It's this Saturday, September 21st, at Yavapai College. If you pull into the main entrance of the college, you won't miss it. Mm-hmm. And we'll have guys there directing you where to park. We have golf carts for those that are a little bit challenged to walk away, to bring you back to the main event, because we're going to fill up those two big parking lots in front of the Performing Arts Center. They're going to be filled with activities and lots of cool stuff to look at and lots of cars. And so it's this Saturday, September 21st, starting at 8 a.m., and we'll go till about 1:30, whenever. You can hang around all day if you want to. But
yeah, and those parking lots I see open at 8. The food trucks at 8:30, from 8:30 until 1. Activities start at 8:30. Dennis Swanberg, the Christian comedian, at 11 o'clock in the Performing Arts Center, right?
Right, and I just want to mention that one change this year that Jared and the team decided to go with is, rather than do a whole bunch of work ourselves to feed them, we're just going to bring in food trucks, and if you want it. What we think is time to go to that format. So don't expect free food, but expect everything else to be free.
Local food trucks.
And it's all for research. All for a great purpose, too. That's the 2019 Men's Expo, the Get Real Men's Expo. Jared Wackenfuss, Dan Olson, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Have a great time at the Get Real Men's Expo. And stay tuned, because I'm going to have a chat with Jim Natal about the author, Janet Fitch, who has come to town at Yavapai College to talk about her career as part of the Literary Southwest series. That's coming up after this check of news and weather on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Are you tired of paying maintenance fees for a timeshare you just don't use anymore? Come hear how you can avoid paying your upcoming annual dues. Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th, Kubiak Enterprise comes to Spring Hill Suites in Prescott to show how you can legally and permanently get out from under that timeshare and save money. Seating is limited. Call 858-461-0273. Get out from under that timeshare. 858-461-0273.
Health is Wealth, the talk show on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. Health is Wealth will bring you education and information on supplementation and vitamins by world-class educators. On Health is Wealth, you may also hear information and education on alternative and natural approaches to health by local practitioners and health professionals. Topics may range from A to Z for a healthy and wealthy life. Tune in every Saturday at 1230 PM, sponsored by Yavapai Home and Land Services, LLC.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for this Tuesday the 17th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A National Park Service report shows 22 archaeological sites in Arizona could be damaged or destroyed by President Trump's border fence.
The Washington Post has obtained a copy of the internal 123-page report, which was completed in July. It shows nearly two dozen sites within the Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument are in jeopardy. The area in question is one of the busiest for migrant border crossings. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Chino Valley residents can talk with two new town employees as part of the next mayor and town manager community outreach meeting.
Maggie Tittenbach, economic development project manager, is scheduled to participate. Also scheduled is development services director Joshua Cook. The meeting starts at 8 Thursday morning at Overflow Coffee, located on Highway 89. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Mostly sunny and windy, a 10% chance for afternoon rain, warming to highs near 80 today and Wednesday, up to 77 Thursday and Friday, with a late night low around a mostly clear 56 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 20% chance for a brief spot storm this afternoon, warming to a very breezy 90 today and tomorrow, 87 the next 2 days, cooling after bedtime to a mostly clear 61. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM,
okay,
KQNA. Please
seconds.
Be fire safe. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Kachina Animal Hospital understands that fur babies are family. Dental care is extremely important to maintain healthy bodies. Kachina Animal Hospital is focusing on dental health to make sure your companion animals have healthy mouths for years to come. Kachina Animal Hospital has a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians. For information about Pet Dental Month discounts, visit KachinaAnimalHospital.com.
And here we go.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We're back live at 2:41 with Jim Natal calling in from California, because coming up this weekend, in fact, this Friday, I believe, it's going to be Janet Fitch at Yavapai College. Right, Jim? Jim? Let's see. Let me press the switch here. Jim, are you with us? Okay, let's try that one again. I may have had a phone switch error there. But here's what's going on at Yavapai College this Friday. It's going to be the Literary Southwest Series, celebrating the beginning of its 11th season of literary programming in Prescott, with a reading by acclaimed novelist Janet Fitch. She will visit the series this Friday at 7 o'clock in the Yavapai College Library's Susan Webb Community Room. Now, that's building 19, room 147 on the Prescott campus. There will be an open conversation, audience Q&A session, and a book signing following the reading. And Literary Southwest programs are always presented, admission free, and are open to all. Now, Janet Fitch is the author of the best-selling novel White Oleander. That was an Oprah's Book Club pick, and Painted Black, both made into feature films. Her most recent novel, Chimes of a Lost Cathedral, that is a continuation of the revolution of Marina M. And I think we have Jim on the line now. Is this Jim, Natal? Jim, are we on the line there? Jim Natal. And once again, we're having technical issues, and we apologize for that as Tim is trying to call in. But we'll continue talking about the Literary Southwest series at Yavapai College. So the Haciapa Institute presents the Literary Southwest is made possible by Yavapai College and the Yavapai College Foundation, with additional support from our friends at Peregrine Book Company. Thank you, Susan Lang. Now, in addition to Janet Fitch's books I mentioned, including White Oleander, her short fiction and essays have been widely published in anthologies and journals such as the Black Warrior Review, Black Clock, Los Angeles Noir, Room of One's Own, the L.A. Times, and the L.A. Review of Books. She has received an honor fellowship to St. Petersburg, Russia, a Helen Whiteley Fellowship, and has taught creative writing at the Vermont College of Fine Arts Master of Fine Arts program. She also teaches regularly at the Squaw Valley Community of Writers Workshops. Her popular Writing Wednesday writing tip videos can be found on her author's Facebook page. She lives in Los Angeles. Let's try one more time with Jim Natal here. Jim Natal, are you with us on the line there? And we are trying to bring you in through the board here, and for some reason, I am not seeing anything on the board. And I know you're trying to get through, but we're not getting any sound right now, and I can't figure out why. So what we're going to do, we're going to continue talking about Janet Fitch coming to Yavapai College this Friday. Let's see if Mark can help on this while I explain about Janet Fitch. Her newest book is Chimes of a Lost Cathedral. It's a very satisfying sequel to her compelling page-turner, The Revolution of Marina M. And that's in the first volume. 16-year-old Marina, who is a bourgeois princess and an accomplished poet, Hewitt rejects that life and family to join the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution, forcing her to find internal resources to survive a world she could never have imagined. Now, when Volume 2 opens, it's 1919. She's 19 years old and pregnant after 3 years fighting to stay alive in the tumult of her collapsing country. Marina is desperate to find work, shelter, and the proletarian papers in the outlying burg. Let's try one last time here. And Jim Natal, is that you, sir? And once again, we are not coming through. We are having technical issues. Let's try this. Let's push this button. Jim Natal, are you there? Let me try one more time here. And is this Jim Natal? Okay, we are having all sorts of technical issues here. We will get that straightened out, but in the meantime, don't miss seeing and hearing from Janet Fitch as part of the Literary Southwest New York Times best-selling novelist series at the Literary Southwest meeting this Friday at that's Building 19, Room 147 at 7 p.m. at Yavapai College Library's Susan Webb Community Room. That will be part of the Literary Southwest series. Do not miss that. Also, stop by Peregrine Books. Say hello to Susan Lang. They are a major sponsor of that series. We're going to take a commercial break here. When we come back, hopefully, we'll hear from Jim Natal and get some more about the Susan Fitch appearance as part of the Literary Southwest series. Stay tuned for that on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad series. on the Talk of the Quad Cities, right, Mark? 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures at the Chamber's lobby and opportunities to
network
with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities with KQNA.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, we're sorry you weren't able to hear from Jim Natal directly. I hope we got the point across about Janet Fitch coming to the Literary Southwest series at Yavapai College this Friday at 7 o'clock. Now, segueing from literature to movies, if you've been waiting to see the sure Best Picture Oscar nominee, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you better act fast, because it'll be leaving the Harkins Theater in Prescott Valley after this week's screenings. And I don't even know if it's going to play on Thursday. So if you can see it today, if it's still on, or tomorrow, tomorrow might be your last chance to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Look for Oscar nominations for Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, certainly the director Quentin Tarantino, a very worthwhile movie. Also leaving this week after Thursday's screenings will be After the Wedding. That's the Julianne Moore, Michelle Williams drama about the humanitarian who is asked to fly to New York City from the slum she's helping in India. She has to fly to New York City as a condition of accepting a huge donation to her charity, where she is asked to attend the donators are the donor's daughter's wedding, and learns there's a big price to pay and that nothing is free in return for that big donation. Also leaving the Harkins after Thursday is the doggy movie, The Art of Racing in the Rain, with Milo Ventimiglia. And if you're wondering what most people were about that movie, go to the website, doesthedogdie.com. Yes, that is a real website. Well, as I mentioned to Gail Mangum, it's been a tough week for rock music fans, losing both Eddie Money and Rick Ocasek, who was the lead singer of the Cars. You know, I went to 3 Eddie Money concerts. At the show at the Belly Up Roadhouse in Solana Beach is where he signed his album and told the fan and the whole audience this was 3 rehabs ago. Well, you know, I was always amused by Eddie Money's album covers, because for all those photos on his album covers, he always sucked in his cheeks. I guess he looked kind of chipmunky in his own mind, but he always sucked in his cheeks for his photos. And speaking of looks, how many of us plain-looking guys, or worse, found inspiration from Rick Ocasek for marrying Paulina Poroshkova? And that marriage lasted 20-something years. Well, let's try one more time with Jim Natal, see if we can bring him in here. Jim Natal, can we hear you? Jim, we are really trying, but nothing is coming through the board. So we're going to take one last break there, or we're going to have to kiss that one goodbye, as for all the good efforts you've given us here. But keep in mind that Janet Fitch appearance is again this Friday at 7 o'clock in the Susan Webb Community Room at the library at Yavapai College. And I really wish we could have gotten through to talk to Jim, but that will be for the next time we have the Literary Southwest series featured on the show. Hey, we're talking movies and TV and literature. What about Saturday Night Live? They're not only losing one cast member in Leslie Jones, they hired 3 new ones, and they were forced to drop one of them just the other day. A new cast member named Shane Gillis, after audio tapes revealed that he had used some really, really offensive language to describe certain demographics, shall we say, in a podcast not too long ago. And he confirmed his ouster from the show, saying he understands why SNL dropped him. And then he adds a little zinger: I was always a Mad TV guy anyway. Mad TV, of course, used to go up against Saturday Night Live, I believe, on ABC. Well, we've got, I mentioned the movies that are leaving the Harkins of 14 and the Harkins in Sedona. 4 new ones starting this weekend. Ad Astra, that is the astronaut drama starring Brad Pitt, going to space to try and complete the job started by his father, portrayed by Tommy Lee Jones. Also, Downton Abbey starts this weekend. If you're a fan of Downton Abbey, you don't need me to talk about it. You know what it's about. Also, Rambo, Last Blood. That's kind of self-explanatory. And also, Brittany Runs a Marathon. It's about kind of a homely lady who's a party girl, and she drinks too much, and she gets a little bit tired of being, you know, looked down upon because of her weight and her looks and everything. So she starts running. And this running changes her life around. It's another one of those girl power movies that's become really popular. So those are your 4 movies opening at the Harkins this weekend: Ad Astra, Downton Abbey, Rambo, and Brittany Runs a Marathon. And finally, this: America's proposed bill of no rights. We, the sensible people of the United States, in an attempt to help everyone get along, restore some semblance of justice, avoid any more riots, keep our nation safe, promote positive behavior, and secure the blessings of debt-free liberty to ourselves and our great-great-great-grandchildren, hereby try one more time to ordain and establish some common-sense guidelines for the terminally whiny, guilt-ridden, and deluded. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that a whole lot of people are confused by the Bill of Rights and are so dim they require a Bill of No Rights. Article 1. You don't have the right to a new car, big screen TV, or any form of wealth. More power to you if you can legally acquire them, but no one's guaranteed anything. Article 2. You don't have the right to never be offended. This country is based on freedom, and that means freedom for everyone, not just you. You may leave the room, change the channel, or express a different opinion, but the world is full of idiots and probably always will be. Article 3. You don't have the right to be free from harm. If you stick a screwdriver in your eye, learn to be more careful. Don't expect the tool manufacturer to make you and your family independently wealthy with a lawsuit. Article 4. You don't have the right to free food and housing. Americans are already the most charitable people to be found anywhere and will gladly help anyone in need. But we're quickly growing weary of subsidizing generation after generation of professional couch potatoes. Article 5. You don't have the right to free health care. Yeah, it'd be nice, but from the looks of public housing, we're not interested in public health care. And Article 6. You don't have the right to physically harm other people. If you hurt or kill someone, don't be surprised if the rest of us want to see you fry in the electric chair. Well, pretty strong words there. Got those off the web just the other day. Well, want to remind you, we have baseball tonight with the pregame show at 6 o'clock from Chase Field. It's the Diamondbacks and Miami Marlins. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley at 4, baseball, not Q&A, tomorrow afternoon. And then I'll be back here Thursday at 2 with my guest Paula Woolsey for the Sedona Wine Fest, Susan Rubio for the Free Wheelchair Mission, and Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society. That's Diamondbacks baseball tomorrow at noon, Q&A Tuesday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.